Father of victim calls out Jerry Nadler to his face for not condemning anti-Semitic hate crimes. By Jacob Bliss on April 17, 2023. The father of a victim of an anti-Semitic hate crime, Barry Borgen, called out Representative Jerry Nadler, DNY, to his face during a House Judiciary Committee hearing in New York City. "When my son got beaten up by these six individuals, we heard from many politicians," the father said, listing off then candidate for Mayor Eric Adams, D, and Governor Kathy Hochul, D. However, he then stated, "I must take notice of Mr. Nadler." As he sat across from him at the House Judiciary Committee hearing on the overwhelming number of repeat criminal offenders wreaking havoc on New York City. "You're a Jewish New Yorker. I called your office numerous times. I called Mr. Chuck Schumer's office, another Jewish New Yorker, numerous times. No one called us back," Borgen said, ripping into Nadler at the hearing. "Neither one of you came out with a statement on my son's incident. You're a Jewish New Yorker. You have Jewish roots here. Behavior like this enables Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg to just do whatever he wants to do," he explained. "If you guys were to come out with a statement from Washington saying, 'We condemn anti-Semitism, we condemn this act,' maybe Mr. Bragg would have taken this case a little bit more seriously," the victim's father added. Borgen explained that he and his friends are so disheartened with Schumer that they would never vote for him again. And if they lived in Manhattan, New York, they would not vote for Nadler either. The Republicans on the committee arranged for six witnesses to speak about the violent crime happening in Manhattan under Bragg during the field hearing on Monday. The witnesses include victims of crimes, family members of victims of crime, such as Borgen, and a Democrat New York City Council member. Breitbart News reported that Nadler, the committee's ranking member who also represents part of Manhattan, dismissed the field hearing as a political stunt before it began. During his opening statement, he claimed that the chairman, Representative Jim Jordan, R.O., is weaponizing the Judiciary Committee to defend Trump and pointed to the high crime rates in Ohio. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.